Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be speaking with Tyler, who skipped his college class this morning to come and ask this question. He has two internship possibilities. One of them pays more money. One of them is more prestigious and in San Francisco and is going to be a lot to live there. So anyway, he wants my opinion about which internship he should take and which would be the best route to take. So anyway, let's bring him on and see what's going on. So Tyler, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
What's up, Graham? Nothing much. I actually ended up skipping class today to be on the show.
Yes!
I'm a really big fan, so yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Which class did you skip?
Yeah, so it was Principles of Marketing. It's a pretty easy class, but the cool thing is the professor, he's a YouTuber. He has like 700,000 subscribers on his channel. He does like travel videos and stuff.
Really? Really
yeah,
quick.
Yeah,
I know this video is not about your professor. Do you want to shout out the channel? I want to look this up right now.
Yeah, sure. It's Walter's World.
Walter's World. Like, oh, I see it.
Yeah, and
wow. Like that is so cool.
Yeah, no, so it's pretty cool. I mean, the class itself, it's pretty like theory-based, so it's not the most like interesting thing, but like he's really funny and like he tries to like add like a social media spin to it.
Oh
so
my
it's,
god,
like, somewhat
that's
more
awesome.
Relevant.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
definitely.
There you go. If you guys want to go and say what's up to him, maybe go to his channel and leave him a comment or something. That's so cool, man. I think he would be proud. You skipped class this one time. We gave him some promotion, so now we're even. Now you don't have to be mad at Tyler skipping class. So, what is the question? What's the issue?
Yeah. So basically, I'm a junior studying business at one of the Big Ten schools. And I'm trying to decide what internship I should do for next summer.
Okay.
So, like, to give a little bit more context about, like, you know, my background and my goals, I'm currently working on a digital marketing agency with my mentor who's based around, like, Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And although it hasn't been lucrative yet, we've recently gotten, like, a big client. And, I mean, I see that it can probably turn into something big, like, really quick. My end goal, ultimately, is entrepreneurship. Like, you know, being able to work on my own time, quite frankly, make as much money as possible as quickly as possible so that I can, like, move into investment and kind of, like, live passively and pursue, like, bodybuilding or Call of Duty or whatever I actually want to do.
That's a weird mix, either bodybuilding or Call of Duty. The two don't really seem to go together, do they? The two don't seem to go together. I mean, it seems like two totally opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well,
I mean, Call of Duty, drinking Mountain Dew, or bodybuilding.
Yeah, I mean, both of them require like a decent amount of caffeine to like perform optimally. And
I guess
there's
so.
Actually a YouTuber, Phase Sensor, who's like he's into bodybuilding, also a game. So,
yeah.
I don't know, following his footsteps or something.
All right. So, I mean, tell me more about the first option with your mentor.
So the first one is a cybersecurity consulting internship at a mid-tier accounting firm, and it's based here in Chicago. So it's still a relatively big company, and it pays really well. It pays $33 an hour, and the crazy thing is that it's pretty much remote. And then if I were to like accept that full time, it would pay $75,000 with a $5,000 bonus the first year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the second option, so the second option is a risk assurance internship. So it's not consulting, which is something I personally want to do, but it's at one of the big four accounting firms. Are you familiar with like the big four or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. No. So basically it's akin to like, working at Google or Facebook in the tech space, you know, like it has like a lot of clout with it. Has like a good like name brand recognition, people see it and they'll be like, oh, like damn, he's from like you work there or whatever.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And with that it pays $31 an hour plus a $1,000 sign up bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually in San Francisco. So like I'm sure like the reality of that would be like I'd be making much less money during the internship. And even the full time pays like around $69,000. But again, I'm gonna be in San Francisco.
Here's what my thought is I would not look at the money between these two. I would not, because honestly, let's be real. 10 years from now, 15 years from now, are you even going to care about an extra like 10, 15K here and there?
Yeah.
You're not gonna care, man. I'm gonna tell you right now, especially right. especially if you want to be an entrepreneur and make a lot of money very quickly, you're not gonna get rich either making 69K over here or 75K over here. It's not gonna make a difference, man. You know? So right. I would just forget how much money you're gonna be making. If your goal is to make a lot of money very quickly, you're going to be doing other bigger projects that you're going to be really passionate about. Chances are it's not going to be either one of these things, but you're doing this to get this on your resume and get the experience. So I would take the more prestigious one in San Francisco. Not only, I think, is that going to be good for you socially to be around a different group of people who are all in tech, but working remotely, I mean, so what? Then you're trading your time for money. And you're just doing this because you'll make some quick cash, you know, up front. But it's not even that much more. I think you'll get so much better of an experience in San Francisco. You'll get a more prestigious offer. You'll be around maybe other people that might influence you positively. I can't see really too many downsides with going to San Francisco other than that. So what if you earn a little bit less money right now? It really doesn't matter. Now's your chance to really take the hit financially when it's not going to make that big of a deal in the future.
Yeah.
To me, it's a pretty easy no-brainer. To me.
Yeah, I mean, that was just, like, my rationale behind, like, if I choose San Francisco, just because my mentor is based out of, like, there as well. So, like, yeah, it would be, like, a much better, I guess, networking opportunity. But then I'm kind of concerned about, like, all right, so I have this entrepreneur stuff going on right now, but during the internship, like, I would definitely have more time to work on my entrepreneurial stuff if I choose like a remote route, right?
I think you'll find time to make it work. You'll find time, man. If I can find time, I find time in the day to do stuff. If I can do that, I think anyone can. And I'm doing like a video a day right now. And it's me and it's Jack editing these videos that you see right here. So if you guys wouldn't mind thanking Jack for all the work he puts in editing the phone calls on this channel. Thank you, Jack. We've got to type that in the comment section for engagement. Hit the like button for Jack. But seriously, man, besides that, I do it all myself. Besides me and Jack on this channel. So if I can find time to make it all work, you can too. If you want it bad enough, you'll prioritize your life in such a way that you'll make it work.
Gotcha.
Plus, honestly, you're going to get so many other benefits besides just like having the time to do that by being in San Francisco. I think a lot of people, too, just wonder why I'm in Los Angeles. The opportunities that I feel like I get living in Los Angeles outweigh all the money I spend in taxes and all the time I spend in traffic. I think all of that... It's a small price to pay for the people you get to meet, the atmosphere you get to be in, and the things you get to surround yourself with that you just don't get in other areas. And I think San Francisco is one of those places where you're going to get more opportunity just for being around in that environment.
I definitely agree with that. And I mean, this is kind of a dumb reason, like, kind of like that I see like hindering my like decision there. And that's pretty much because like I'm not good at cooking. I'm kind of worried about like cooking, and since I kind of like I prioritize like fitness or anything, I need to like get my protein in.
You serious? So,
yeah, I mean it's just something that's in like the back of my mind too.
Bro, come on!
Like, no joke.
Come on! That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You're worried about cooking. So what?
A little bit, yeah.
What's there to worry about, man? There's nothing to worry. I'll tell you what I do. This is, you know, here's what I do, man. I'm not a good cook, okay? I'm really good at cooking omelets. First of all, I really like omelets. So what I'll do is I'll go to Ralph's and you could buy, I think it's like 18 eggs for like $2.79 for 18 eggs. That's great for bodybuilding.
Dang.
Then you go and you can go to the cheese section. And there's always going to be some type of shredded cheese on sale. So normally they're like $3.99. There's always going to be one bag that's like $1.99 just because they're trying to like get rid of the cheddar that week or whatever. Go and buy that. And then you could also buy, there's honey cured ham. You could buy chicken slices and all those sort of, they're up there on the shelf next to the milk. They're always next to the milk for some reason. You could go and buy that. That's your ingredients to make a really good omelet. I don't know how much that costs. I bet it's under a dollar for everything, maybe like 70 cents, 80 cents for breakfast. And it's a really good filling meal for like two eggs, mix in some cheese, mix in some protein on that. Have a protein shake with it. There you go. There's your breakfast. For lunch, dude, it's so easy. It's so easy just to learn to either cook salmon. You could do that very cheaply. You can buy a whole bunch of chicken breast. Literally YouTube tutorial, how do I survive on my own and be an adult and make food in San Francisco? If you just YouTube that title, you will find a video on that. And someone is in your exact situation who will tell you what to do. And worst case, if you're really worried about it, if you're really, really, really concerned, there are options out there for like meal prepping services that, sure, it's going to cost you a bit of a premium, but that's going to at least tide you over. And a lot of those are like $6, $7 a meal. It's expensive. You could probably do it yourself for like $2 to $3, but you know, still, you're going to eat. It's not like you're just going to sit there starving all night. And it's not like you're going to go out and be like, oh, I don't have any food tonight. I got to go to Master's Steakhouse because I have nowhere else to go. You know, you're going to be fine. It's just part of it. You got to be an adult someday, man. That's someday, someday you got to learn to cook. Someday. Or even better, we're gonna talk about a big life hack here. Get a girlfriend who cooks. Easy. That's the easiest thing. Literally go on Tinder and start swiping right on everybody. And then and just find someone who could cook, and that's the first date. Be like, you know, hey babe, like, you know, I gotta stay inside tonight. You know, like, say something like that. We gotta stay inside tonight, but you know what? How about this? You let me know what to buy at the grocery store. I'll buy it, and then you can cook it, and then I will do the dishes. And then just have her meal prep for you the entire week. Be like, we're gonna make a lot of food. Just get a girlfriend there. Preferably some sort of like, you know, someone in tech or something like that. You know, problem solved. There you go. That's the ultimate life hack. Yeah, and then
you know, actually,
have her move in with you and split the cost. Have her move in with you and split the cost so that way you bring everything down. So there you go. I made all your decisions for you and you don't even need to think anymore. I'm doing all your thinking for you. So now you're done. And everyone who's watching this, if you want to comment your own opinion on what he should be doing, feel free to do that. So, you know, maybe worth a shot. You'll read some of the comments and you'll see what people say about that. If anyone has any other experiences or, you know, any advice on how to cook, give them some cooking instructions. Give them some recipes on how to cook in the comments. Well, anyway, man. Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let me know which decision you end up making. Just send an email to the email you send an email to the email you emailed.
Cool. All right. I'll see you then.
All right. Good luck. See ya. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you guys enjoy videos like this, make sure to smash the like button, subscribe button, and notification bell. Also, make sure to add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. We also got a Discord link in the description with about 6,000 members, so if you want to be a part of that community, feel free to do that as well. And then lastly, if you guys want a $5 Starbucks gift card and the chance to get one free stock up to $1,000, use the Weeble link in the description. When you sign up, they're going to give you a $5 Starbucks gift card that you can go and buy a caramel macchiato, frappuccino, whatever you want. You could buy that at Starbucks up to $5. And then when you deposit $100, they'll give you one free stock that's valued up to $1,000. So if you want that, you may as well just do that. Enjoy. And thank you so much for watching. And until next time.